This segment of Talk in History is brought to you by the JN Foundation, featuring unsung heroes of our parishes.
All right. So welcome back, everyone. We are still into Heritage Month, of course, here in Jamaica. And Jamaica National has embarked on a project. Jamaica National Foundation has embarked on a project to seek out the voices of senior citizens in various communities who are either heroes and heroines themselves or can add to our knowledge of people in their communities whose knowledge can be tapped, you know, for our history and heritage. So today, Mr. Leon Jacko Jackson from Trelawney and writer for The Gleaner joins us to talk about two unsung heroes in his community who hail from the parish, Mr. Albert Huey and Miss Kay Farquharson. Welcome, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you very much.
You were with me before, weren't you? Sometime last year.
It's last year, so I'm sorry. That is why I feel so old, because I didn't know it was that last.
Because we were talking about the parish histories, the Jane parish histories, and, you know, you were talking about Trelawney. So how are you doing anyway? How are you doing in this COVID time?
I'm doing all right. I'm fully masked and that sort of stuff, and I observe.
All the protocols.
I obey my children. When I go to a function, they tell me to take a picture and send to them so that they can be satisfied that I'm fully masked.
So you wanted to tell us about Albert Huey and Kay Farquharson. Who were they and where in Trelawney did they grow up?
Let me start with Albert. Albert is from Trelawney. He was born here in Trelawney.
Mm-hmm.
But Kay came out of Kansas City in the United States and came to live in Trelawney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She has been here since 1973.
So talk about Albert Huey first. Where in Trelawney did he grow up?
He grew up in Falmouth, which is the second capital of the parish.
Which you call the first capital?
It's not me call, it's what they said in history. Martha Bray is the first capital.
Yes.
When the parish became a parish, being cut off from St. James in 1771, first capital was Martha Bray.
Yes. It's only like you never believe Falmouth is the capital now.
Falmouth, I know Falmouth is the capital now.
I'm just teasing you. What was life like, you know? So tell us more about this important person from Trelawney.
Mm-hmm. Well, Albert, unlike what the people who are writing down those people are important, Albert is not exactly one of those people. He's one of those. He's a painter.
Yes, I know his work.
You know his work?
Yes.
So why you call me then?
Then, are you from the community and I'm from the community? and the rest of people might not know, so me want you to tell them.
Okay, he's one of Jamaica's foremost artists.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a little boy, his mother and his father wanted him to be a teacher. But he was a lover of art. And he never went along that pathway of what his parents wanted.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, his grandmother, Sarah, came into the picture. And he influenced the parents to allow Albert to go as his wishes. So he went off to study in Kingston, in Canada, and in England. When Albert lived in these places, he constantly thought of what he left back here in Trelawney, the yellow blossoms and the logwood trees, and he started to put down his thoughts on paintings, which later on became one of the foremost things in which he could be recognized for. Interestingly, in 1948, probably your mother and father didn't know each other then, but he got together.
Let me think. Your mother didn't know each other already.
he got in touch with Edna Manley and founded what was the Jamaica School of Art.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which today is the Edna Manley College of Visual Art.
Mm-hmm.
People will talk about Edna Manley College, and they associate it only with Edna Manley.
And they forget Albert Huey.
But Albert Huey was an instrumental part of the establishment of it. Though it was named the Jamaica School of Art, which became Edna Manley College.
So tell me about Kay Farquharson now, because we don't want to forget her. Why do you think that it is important for us to understand these heroes and heroines in your community, and but specifically about Kay Farquharson?
Because in terms of Kay came from America. Mm-hmm. Having served for 13 years as a nun and came to Jamaica to teach English at a now-defunct high school, Kentish High School, which is in Martabray. Mm-hmm. But she's one of those persons who never sits down, never just allow things to go by. She's always involved in volunteering. Mm-hmm. When she was teaching at Kentish High School, after school, she would allow herself to be immersed into the community of Martabray and taught people, young people, to read. And this is what she has continued to do mm-hmm. all these years, having left teaching. Now, she's retired, mm-hmm. but she's not only still teaching community people to read, mm-hmm. but she's a volunteer in the Jamaica 4-H Club. She's mm-hmm. always, she's served in several capacities in the 4-H Club, except that of parish manager. And she loves animals. And each year, the 4-H leader, 4-H parish manager, has training days. On some days, it is for animal care. Mm-hmm. And Kay is always the person teaching rabbit care.
So tell me, Jacko, you think that we are not learning sufficiently from the senior citizens in our communities?
Definitely.
How can we correct that? How do you think historians should go about capturing the voices of important people who actually have maybe no more history than we do?
They do have more history than we do. Mm. What needs to be done, though? You know? It's like you hear people from time to time say civics must become a part of the curriculum.
Right.
If that becomes a part of the curriculum, then people with the service, what you'd call a service joke, mm-hmm. something that pinches them to, mm-hmm. to come out. Mm-hmm. They will come out and people will begin to know them. Mm-hmm. There are no programs that call these people out to do mm-hmm. any part of history. Mm-hmm. And they have this, and they die with it. I know one man who has died with a lot of history, and he was probably one of the persons who, although I had the love for history a long time ago, he had to really reinforce it in me.
Maybe
Costas Roy Barrett.
Oh, right, of course, yes.
Roy and I were very good friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we sat down. In fact, he said to me before he died, I should come and interview him and record it.
You so never go?
No. And when somebody told me that he died, I have some things on him there now, mm-hmm. Which I did. But that interview to sit down and talk, mm-hmm. I didn't do mm-hmm. it. When somebody told me that he died the Friday and the Saturday morning, somebody said, you know, mm. where I died last night, I was weak for about 15 minutes.
Yes, and you say you should have gone and take the interview and record it.
But I didn't. Well, you don't know when a man is going to die, but I didn't go. Yeah, but I do have some bits and pieces of information.
So maybe, Jacko, what must happen, you see, is that mm-hmm. we have to identify some griots in each community, mm-hmm. ensure that they seek out the people who have the memory and the knowledge and the history in their heads, and ensure that they are interviewed and deposit mm-hmm. the recording with the Jamaica Memory Bank and the African Caribbean
Jamaica. We should do that.
We need a project. Actually, we need a project. I think the Jamaica Memory Bank has been doing that, though, you know, capturing the voices and ideas of older people in various communities. But we need to continue that, because people get older every day.
Yes.
Not the same people.
And I tell you something, Wival Ingeja and myself, we've tried to begin a program like that.
Right.
He told me that there are 11 people in here in Trelawney who are over 100 years old.
What?
Right. Yes, 11 of them in.
Well, let me tell you something. We will
talk. I know of five of them.
Well, better get your tape recorder. Well, you see, you can't go nowhere now, though. But you could call them on the phone and interview them.
Yeah, man. And
capture that, right? And then you can come on the program again and tell us more about those people. And, of course, I'm sure Jamaica National Foundation will be really interested in this as they continue to add information to the parish history. So, may have to go now, but thank you so much, Jacko. And
say hi
to your neighbors there who come to sit to chat with you. And I hope they're listening to Talking History. Thank you so much, and thanks to Jamaica National Foundation. We'll chat again, okay?
No problem.
Call the people and tape them, okay?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay, good. I'm dead. Yeah. I know you don't do that. All right. All right, Jackal. Yeah. Take care. All right. When we come back, we wrap the show.
This segment of Talking History was brought to you by the JN Foundation, featuring unsung heroes of our parishes.